The Farmer and the Snake. Once, there was a farmer digging in the dirt by a large stone.
"Help me,"
said a voice from underneath the stone. The farmer saw a snake was stuck underneath a very big rock.
"Help you," said the farmer. "Do you think I am crazy? Do you think I'm pazzo? You are a snake. If I help you, I know you will bite me, and then I will die."
"Oh, please," said the snake. "I promise."
"In no way. You'd kill me," said the farmer.
"Oh, trust me," said the snake. "I'd be so grateful. You really must be joking."
"No, I promise," said the snake. "Please, I do. Help me. I really promise I will never hurt you."
Well, the farmer, being a kindly soul, pushed back the stone, and the snake stretched and wriggled and climbed right up the farmer's leg and was about to bite him on the neck and kill him.
Hey, said the farmer. "You promised."
"I know, but I'm a snake."
"Oh, but you promised, and I helped you. What about your promise?"
All right, said the snake. "Since I promised. All right, so then I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll ask the next creature that goes by if I should spare you. If it says see, then you go free. If it says no, I bite you so." As luck would have it, the very first creature to come by was a broken-down horse, and he was no friend to the farmer. They told him the story.
"Ha, ha, ha," said the horse. "Save a farmer? Me? Him? That farmer? Why, that farmer, he hated to feed me, and when I could no longer work, he turned me out."
Well, then the farmer began to howl in fright, and the horse to laugh, and just then a fox came by. "Well, well, what is all this?" she asked. Then the farmer, the snake, and the horse fell over each other's words, trying to explain.
I saved the snake from under a stone, and he'd promised he'd be grateful.
No, and I told him, and then he'll kill me unless this horse...
I'm not going to do it.
Aspetta, wait a minute, said the fox. This is very confusing. Now let me understand. Now you, farmer, you were digging for rocks when this horse fell on a snake.
No, said the snake. That's completely wrong.
Oh, said the fox. Well then, so the snake was digging for horses when the farmer pulled him off a rock and...
No, said the snake. You have it completely backwards.
Allora, said the fox. Well, this is very complicated. Perhaps we could go back to the place where it happened. Let's go back to the stone. At the stone, the snake explained again. And then the fox said,
now I see.
Okay, so... the snake was under a horse when he heard the farmer crying for...
No, said the snake. I just don't seem to be able to get you to understand.
I know, said the fox. What you should do is show me. Then I'll understand. So the snake climbed off the farmer's leg and onto the ground. And the fox nodded to the farmer, who picked up the stone and dropped it.
Boom!
Right on the snake.
Help me, cried the snake
from under the rock.
Ah, said the fox, now I understand.
And do you, she said to the farmer, who nodded. And that's why I ask you, do you understand what we say in my village? A snake's promise isn't worth the dirt beneath its belly.